Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Talk through it and recognize it's okay to not be okay.
Rihanna, where are you calling me from?
I am calling from Detroit, Michigan.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
31, what you do for a living?
I am a dental assistant.
Dental assistant. You have any kids?
I do. I have two.
Two kids. How old are your two kids?
10 and 7.
10 and 7. Both by the same man?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever been married?
No.
It's so cold in the day. How the fuck do we supposed to keep peace?
Well, first thing I noticed is jailhouse tattoos on her shoulder. As we know, never a good sign. A good sign that a woman is a hood rat and had a troubled past. I'm not saying she a bad person. I'm just saying you probably don't want to date her. 31, two kids by two different men. The typical black girl lost story. Nothing new. You know, that's cool that she's a dental assistant. Let's see how much they make real quick. Okay, 47,000. So we'll just say 48,000. All right, so let's see how she's talking. She definitely need help, for sure. Which there's nothing wrong with wanting help, but you were supposed to pick the right man or men, but you chose to reproduce with Shotgun Ray and 9mm Peter.
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Okay. You got pretty skin.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to it. Brianna Detroit, 31, Virgo, dental assistant, minus two kids, by two men, never married. What kind of man you looking for, girl?
I don't know if I'm going to even last this whole video, man, because I don't know if I can, like, bear to listen to this shit. For how long was it? 12 minutes? I don't know if I can bear to do this shit. But we going to try.
For one, I want a leader. Like, literally, I want a man who can lead me. I want somebody that I can submit to. I want somebody who wants to provide, wants to be the husband that my grandma used to have.
Nigga, no.
No way. No how.
You gotta be some super duper alpha for her to follow. AKA, she's not submissive and she's not feminine. You're not what your great grandmother used to be or whatever you said. You're not that type of woman. She probably wasn't tatted up and she probably didn't have two kids out of wedlock. So you don't get what she got.
Bars.
You had to earn that. With character and discipline, and you haven't had that up to this point. So now it's over. You only qualify for who you reproduce with. Whatever your baby daddies are, well, no, let me not even say whatever your baby daddies are, because maybe they stepped their life up. What you qualify for the rest of your life is what your baby daddies were when you reproduce with them.
I want somebody who wants to provide, wants to be the husband that my grandma used to have, period.
Okay. Were your children's dad's options?
Yes. One of them, my second one was, because you never make the same mistake twice. At least you're not supposed to. My second one was, but he was killed in 2018. Aww. So.
Okay. Sorry for that.
I'm willing to bet it wasn't a freak accident at the construction site.
God, you're sick.
I'm willing to bet he didn't, you know, get deleted out at war. I'm willing to bet he didn't get ended by house fire being a firefighter.
You don't know that.
These black women want thugs and gangsters that come with it. You know, going to jail for decades or getting knocked off come with it. That come with the excitement. And the thrill of fucking with a real street nigga. A real big stepper.
Ricky!
Your second baby daddy you was gonna marry and all that, but he unfortunately passed away.
Unfortunately.
Okay, got it. So you want a man like your granddaddy?
I mean, that was just kind of like a, you know, metaphor, not necessarily saying like my granddaddy, because I've seen the comments talking about it, but am I like my grandma? Like, that was, don't take it too technical. It literally was just like to give a, you know, idea of what I'm saying, like an old school love, the old 80s love, the what we got out of, the generation that was before us.
Ah, youngster.
Well, I gotta say this, that is a fair assessment though, because that is true. Like, women will say, I want a man like my grandfather, but you could be the complete opposite of your grandmother.
Absolutely.
Like, I have to ask, and what made me think of that, I have a cousin who we have, well, her grandparents have been married, God, I think like 60-something years. Like, it's my aunt and uncle, her grandparents.
Yeah.
She's like, I want a man like my granddaddy. And I'm like, well, you not like Annie Lane. Annie Lane wasn't chasing dreams and careers. She was chasing a family. And that's what she created. And she got with a man she created a family with. So yeah, that is a true statement, because I think a lot of people want what grandma must have, but you should think, what's the difference between me and grandma?
Kendra Samuels in this bitch. No, I'm just playing. I'm someone who actually believes that Kendra didn't steal Kevin Samuels' show. And I don't think she stole his talking points. I think she came to the realization that his talking points were true as she did the show. That's just me. That's me shooting Kendra some bell.
It's unbelievable.
But I'm glad she's giving pushback. The show was much better when she gives pushback.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm sorry, definitely different.
Yeah, because see, listen, my show was a gift and a curse. Like, you know, grandmas, they didn't have dating apps and social media. They picked who was in their face. You know, you pick from
the city. They picked who was at church.
Okay, here's the options. They picked someone at church, someone from the high school, or if they went to college, or if they had a cousin down south and went down south and met somebody. And that's what it was.
Right.
Now, dating is like a buffet. Everyone, like, you're on social media, and now you feel like you live in Detroit.
It's so cold in the deep. How the fuck do we supposed to keep peace?
But what if a man from Atlanta reaches out to you?
It's not really the problem. I don't feel like that's the problem. Because even if she would have picked somebody in her neighborhood, I mean, if you black, you pick a certain type of neighborhood. 7 times out of 10, at least. And most black women are attracted to thugs and street dudes and edgy dudes. So, you know, the women aren't checking for the dudes in the hood who doing the right thing. That's not sexy and ain't turning them on. So I don't think that was this woman's problem, is that she had too many options on the internet. She chose what she wanted to choose. What women choose in their prime is what they really truly desire. What they pick later is just something they had to get on the back end because they needed their bills paid, or they, you know, tired of going to Thanksgiving and getting asked about when you're going to get married or something.
So now you talking to this man in Atlanta that you think you might have a chance with, and then if it don't work out, then a man in Houston. But really, here's the reality. If you want to just date, yes, there's plenty of options to just date. Mm-hmm. Husband, wife, I don't think anybody has 10,000 options for a husband and wife.
Right.
I think that pool is a lot smaller if that's what you're really seeking.
These women don't want to be a wife. They want all the benefits of being a wife with none of the downsides.
Baby, you know that's not how this works.
No. Women really don't like what marriage truly is. Like, forget about the wedding, forget about the ring. I'm talking about the actual 50-year marriage. Women aren't really interested. The everyday monotony of marriage is not fun, and women hate being bored. Yeah, girls just want to have fun, like the song say.
Girls just want to have fun.
You know, the whole marriage thing is their retirement plan. She don't love you after 30. Really after 25, but I'll say after 30 for this moment. She love what you can do for her and how you can fix her life and how you can legitimize her life.
Plenty of options to just date. Mm-hmm. Husband, wife, I don't think anybody has 10,000 options for a husband and wife.
Right.
I think that pool is a lot smaller if that's what you're really seeking.
Oh, well, that's what I'm really seeking.
Convenient.
What are your deal breakers?
My deal breakers are liars, manipulators, people who are not family oriented, someone who does not believe in God. That should have been the first thing that I said, actually. a man who cannot or doesn't have the desire to provide.
Provide, nigga!
Yes, basically.
Or get up and go to work every day, or, you know, be something other than somebody in the streets, or, you know, be something other than somebody in the streets.
Once woman's vagina is now calibrated for something, that's all it can open for again now. It's all, and see, this is why men do not want you after you've been in love with the streets, bitch, because your pussy is now calibrated for that.
Really, if you're just not a man of substance, you're just not my type.
Okay. So you look a certain way.
Now, I'm not a shallow person, but I do think that you got to be attractive. I'm gonna keep it real. You have to have either sex appeal or something about you that I can look at every day.
I want a fine man. I don't want to say you want the one that everyone wants, but you want a man who's gonna turn heads and that can accept that attention and not be, you know.
You say this right damn now. Black women prioritize looks and good dick above all else, more than any other demographic of women. Looking sexy, having swag, and having good dick is numero uno to black women at all ages and in all situations. No matter how bad she down and need a man help, he still gotta have good dick and look fine. And she damn sure isn't a woman of substance. Let's just establish that now. But she need a man of substance to make sense out of her chaos, to create something functional out of her chaos.
I don't want to be that guy.
Let's talk about this real quick. What are the chances that a man is going to be tall, fine, have a decent bag, and be a man of substance? It's damn near impossible that you're going to find a man with all that. A man with all that is married already by this age, or he's sworn to be a player for the rest of his life. She got a player for life, and that's no bullshit. You want a provider or you want a nigga who fine? You want a man of substance or you want a man with good dick? You can't have it all.
Why not?
You have to have either sex appeal or something about you that I can look at every day.
Okay. Should he make a certain amount of money?
Nah, but you better be making some.
I want to respond to another comment real quick. They said men don't court anymore. Well, men don't court anymore because guess what? They don't have to. And that's ladies. That falls on the ladies, us, because what happens is when women started lowering their standards, they diluted the value of vagina.
I consider myself a teacher, a helper, someone who could possibly inspire people to be better.
When these women are young and hot in the pants, they don't give a damn about God-fearing. They don't give a damn about character. They don't give a damn about integrity. Excite me and D me downright. Those are their standards. So they didn't drop their standards. They showed you what they were really made of and what they really valued when they were in their prime. The dudes who they talked to or gave some pussy who didn't fuck them right, they didn't text them back or call them back. Women are very strict on that standard when they 19 to 23, ain't they? Height, looks, swag, and good dick. They don't budge on those standards from 18 to 23 or from 15 to 25 or really 15 to 30. And she still ain't budging on those standards now. Now that I think about it, you got to be something to look at and all that. Grow the fuck up. You are not really something to look at. You think you fine? You got women who are fours and fives, like, I ain't settling for nothing less than at least an 8.5.
Hey, bro, not a clue.
That's why I say, once women get ruined, they're done for life. I don't care if she get ruined at 14. She's done for life. 9.5 times out of 10. It's very rare that a woman can do a 180 and then get into a healthy relationship that lasts a lifetime. Once she already went down the wrong path of street dudes and scammers and baby mamas and baby daddies and this and that, that's it. She will never be a good, wholesome partner to a good, wholesome man at any point in her life once she get effed up.
There's plenty of call centers hiring because you can at least speak English, so you can do that.
Why does a man have to court when he can have a child without being your husband. He can have a child with you without being your man. He could not even give you a title and get all the benefits of a wife. So men have stopped courting because it hasn't become necessary.
Ding, ding, ding.
What do we have for her, Johnny?
To get women anymore. And if women change that, then potentially men will change.
But I agree with that because I can say in like previous situationships, you know, once a man gets comfortable, well, first of all, before you give a man anything, they're ready to flip in hoops, you know what I'm saying, to get what they want.
And what's wrong with that?
Once you actually give them what they want, then of course that's when they fall back, that's when they're comfortable, that's when the food stops, the you know, the date stops, the good morning text messages.
That was the only value that she had in it. That's why. She is not worth it. Long story short, women like this are not worth it. That is the extent of her likableness, right? That's the extent of it. The first 5 minutes, she is the f***ing boss bitch. But women cannot keep anything of value going. Anything. In order to keep anything of value, that's the man's job, right? If he decides to do it or not.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments. Nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.